When I was the commanding general of the 2nd Infantry Division in South Korea, I noticed something about Korean homes. Every sunny spot in a South Korean yard has a vegetable plant growing in it. South Koreans have a very different perspective on space because their country is small. They also have a different take on sustainability because they have survived and must remain ready for war. Even today, South Koreans are prepared for disaster. It's a resilient country. We used to be too. American settlers worked themselves in the bone to grow enough food and store enough fuel to get through the winter. And they survived and many thrived. It wasn't so different for me in the 1950s growing up on a subsistence farm near Lakeland, Louisiana. We didn't worry that the lights would go out. We wondered when. We didn't fear that we wouldn't have enough money because we never had enough money. So we grew the food we ate, we used what we had at the hand to keep a roof on our head, and we were resilient. If you take a look around today, you would think you live in a very different world than the South Koreans or the early American settlers or the subsistence farmers of Lakeland. You don't. You may be a little better insulated from the worst, but only a little. A hurricane could come and your towns get flooded, or a blizzard or earthquake can knock out the power for weeks. Your drinking water get contaminated, you're living like a pioneer. But what we are doing to the environment, little by little, every day, is worse than every hurricane and blizzard together. Our environment has many problems that grow worse as the climate change. The challenges are going to get tougher, not easier. As we face rising sea levels and expanding global population, an ever-growing demand for energy, need to produce more food and less arable land and more frequent droughts. And it's all personal. These problems affect us individually. To survive and thrive, we will have to be resilient.